I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as we're talking about the 2025 season. First game is a couple weeks away, and preseason practices are underway. Cole, thanks for taking some time here. Always great to talk Bulldog football with you. To start off, just want to get your thoughts on this past summer of offseason work. I saw you went to a couple team camps here and there. What's your take on how this past offseason went for the team?
Yeah, the off season's been a fun one. The kids have been working hard. You know, they've been lifting year round, and then when summer rolls around, we do our summer sessions and try to get the work on our football skills and install a little bit of scheme and stuff like that. And we're lucky enough that Mason City has invited us down to. They host 7-on-7 scrimmages on or 7-on-7 get-togethers on Sundays 2 or 3 times a summer. So we've been able to go down there and compete with some different teams. And then the big one at the end of the summer is always our central team camp. And we go there and we see some really good competitions, a lot of teams from 4A and 5A that we, we never get a chance to see during the season, whether we're 2A or 3A. So that was kind of nice just to see some different teams and really get to compete with pads and kind of get to see the kids, all the work that they put in, kind of pay off once that we get to put it on the field against a different team at Central. So really exciting off season. A lot of kids doing a lot of great things.
I want to ask about some personnel here. First of all, offensively, let's start at QB. Ryder Strother coming into his senior season, completed 41% of his passes last year, was a dual threat as well with just under 300 rushing yards on the year last year. What's kind of the story with him? Another year of experience under his belt as he gets ready for his senior season, leading the way here at quarterback for this team.
Yeah, Ryder's done a lot of great things. He's, worked on getting faster and stronger in the weight room. He's working on getting a better understanding of the offense, and he's been, working out with Blake Burmaster. Has been another quarterback that's really come on strong and made it a great competition this off season. They both, going back and forth, trying to compete with each other and push each other to get better. It's been a cool dynamic to see and watching them work together and, help each other out as well as, they're fighting for the same spot. So that dynamic has been really interesting, and they've both done some great things. And I'm excited to see, how they keep progressing over the camp and preseason heading into, regular season play.
You bet. And when it comes to the running game, you did graduate your two leading rushers from last season. But when it comes to that running back room and getting that running game up to speed, what's that looking like for you guys right now as far as, maybe some of the players that are battling for some of those carries here, especially early on this season?
Yeah, we lost a lot of production with Colin Bird and Taylor Mailer graduating last year. They both did a great job for us in a lot of different ways on offense, and looking to fill that role this year is Jacob Mailer, Joey Powers, and Luke Showalter. They've all been those three have been competing and battling for a spot, and I think we'll see a little bit of all three of them headed into the season at some point at the running back position. We like to play a physical brand of football, so want to try and take some hits off of them by making sure that we get a good rotation going. And, the three of them have done a great job, and I keep bringing it back to the weight room, but watching those three work together and, kind of push each other and, everyone's kind of aware of what the others are doing. So they're trying to stay on pace and outwork each other. It's been great to watch those three work and try and, fill the role that we graduated last year.
And when it comes to the guys paving the way for the running backs, when it comes to the offensive line, if I'm not mistaken, looks like you got quite a bit of returning varsity talent there, right? What's the story with the old linemen here coming into the season?
Yeah, so we only graduated one senior starter last year in Chase Johnson. And the returning guys, we have five returning guys that we have a lot of experience in playing offensive line. At one point or another during the season, we had trying to find something that worked early on in the season. A lot of people got some reps at some different spots. So returning from last year would be Briggs Grohlke, Madden Evans, Emmett Elling, Hudson Hansen. And then You have Bo Morton, who's come onto the scene, and he's doing a really good job for us. And then Josh Wolford has been, he took all of the snaps at center last year, and we're hoping that, or we know that he'll step in and continue doing a great job at that center spot. So yeah, a lot of great things happening on the line. Then you got some other kids that are battling for a spot, like Lincoln Hansen is pushing kids. Jory Angstman's doing a great job and, trying to crack the lineup. So, we're pretty deep at linemen, which you can't always say. So we're, knock on wood that we're healthy and blessed to have some depth at that position.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here in the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller. Welcome back in the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller, getting ready for the upcoming 2025 season. And, Coach, when it comes to the first part of your schedule, when it comes to non-district play, you're dropping down to Class 2A here this year, so only three non-district games. Start on the road against Osage, home against Clarion, Goldfield, Owls, and you go to Iowa Falls, Alden for the rivalry game there. I just kind of want to get your take on this year's non-district slate.
Yeah, so two of the opponents, like Clarion and Owl Falls, are familiar to us. You know, they're rivalry games. They're just down the road, and we played them the last 2 years. And it's interesting to get, Hampton Dumont's played Osage in the past in football, but it's been a few years. It's been a handful of years that since we played them in football, to my knowledge. And I think it was probably the last time we were in 2A. But, yeah, some interesting matchups there. Definitely some physical football teams. And, and then you have one team that likes to spread it out. So you'll get some different brands of football that they're trying to play. And it'll be great matchups. I know with them being so close, the kids are familiar with each other and they know each other from other sports. So that always adds a little bit of a, competitive edge to each night. So that's a fun aspect to it as well.
All right. And when it comes to, getting rolling here with these first couple weeks practices, what are going to be the biggest objectives or things you're hoping to get out of these early practices for this team specifically?
Yeah, we for sure want to make sure that we're sound. We went back to basics and fundamentals and, focusing on some of the weaknesses and the things that we were not doing very well last season when you watch the film and watch those games back. So we're focusing on cleaning up those little things, and we're looking to see who steps up and who's trying to, work really hard and earn those spots, and who's putting forth great effort and things like that. So really just want to – the key, especially going into just a scrimmage week, the keys right now are making sure we get the fundamentals down, making sure that we know what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it, and how to react to certain things, and just doing that. Do it enough that once you're tired in the game that you're still able to rely on habits that you've built and still able to do those at a high level.
All right, just about out of time today, but any final thoughts about HD Cal football you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Just that the boys have been working really hard, so we have a great community around us that, we appreciate their support, and anytime that they can come out and cheer us on, we really appreciate it. And we're hoping to see people fill the stands this season and cheer on the young men that have put in so much hard work.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks for the time today, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a moment.